I figure out.
3 decades different.
Yep, and that's the theme song we have every week. So if this is your first time listening,
every just week,
every not week, I guess every whenever the hell we do this,
which is like once every 5 months.
No, I mean we did one. When was the last time we did one of these? Who knows?
November.
I am Andy, and this is 3 decades different.
You didn't even introduce me.
Okay, I'm introducing myself.
Wow.
I don't know if you've heard of introductions before. My co-host, I'm not introducing, you're not a guest.
I'm the co-host, and I'm way cooler. My name is Julia, and I'm like 100 times more awesomer, so yeah.
More awesomer.
Aw, yeah. I don't have good grammar when I'm on this thing.
You don't have good grammar anyway.
Yes, I do! I'm like the highest language arts grade in my class.
Whoa, what a brag.
Actually, probably in my grade. I have a lot of extra credit points.
What a brag.
I'm really smart at language arts.
Well, new year, new us. This is 2024. First podcast of the year. Probably only podcast of the year, the way we do this. But yeah, 2024, New Year's Eve just happened.
I'm doing a fundraiser thing.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. You can plug that at the end, okay? We'll do plugs later.
I got a Hello Kitty and Friends Mystery Snack Box, which is where all the snacks are coming from today.
Yeah. So, if you're not familiar with our podcast, it is me and Jules. We are father and daughter, 30 years different.
Insert laser sound.
Hence the name. Of 3 decades different, and we...
I thought we were just 5 million years apart, so that's why we called it 3 decades different.
Makes sense. Your math is great.
Thanks.
But yeah, so... we talk a little bit, we eat some snacky stuff, we review some things, we see how things are going.
Which aren't always that great.
No, we try not to annoy me. And
we try to annoy you, or at least I try to. Keep listening.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's some things new with me, but nothing really interesting, I guess. Reconnected with an old friend, so that's cool. Got to talk to my buddy. I haven't talked to him in a long time, so it's kind of nice. Getting to do that. You know, sometimes people come into your life and they are very important, very special, but for whatever reason, you know, you just kind of lose touch. And so it's good, you know, when somebody's important to kind of reach out and don't lose touch. It's a song.
Don't lose touch.
That's not how the song goes.
Don't lose touch with your inner demons, though. Oh, don't let go.
I'm just going to let you do this and hope that you stop at some point. So, stop. All right, enough.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, yuck. Oh, yuck.
You want to get in my god, oh god.
You like, hey, Mickey, why am I the only dog that can talk?
Yuck.
Yuck.
Hey, Mickey. Oh, or do you got that date with Minnie?
Hey.
You're the same species for some reason.
Hey.
Seems like you'd be related.
Hey,
yuck.
Mickey. I'm going to eat your face.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Yeah.
We are not sponsored by Disney. We're not sponsored by anybody.
Yep.
And in fact, that wasn't even what you might have thought was a goofy voice. Wasn't, allegedly. It was not.
Was it?
No, definitely was not. That would be copyrighted, and I would never in a million years. What else? What else is new? I mean, you've been on holiday break nowadays, holiday break. For a while. What'd you get for Christmas? We got a lot of Christmas just ended.
I got a bike. I got some new DIY kits. I got this really good series called the Hookie Books. They're actually really good.
What about the Hookie Books is good? Here's the thing. We can do a review. Sorry for yawning. Jeez. Unprofessional. We are not professional. But no, the so the hooky books, so you got those for Christmas. So I picked those out because I had seen somebody else with like a 10 or 11, 12 year old daughter. I don't remember. Somebody online was like, oh, this is my daughter's favorite book. And so I got it. It's basically a webtoon. Like Julius reads Space Boy, which is a webtoon.
And Strongest Florist and Greatest State Developer.
Yeah. And those are all really good. They're like kid appropriate for the most part. If you're like between the ages of probably like 9 and 12, I would say.
I don't know, maybe a little older than 9.
Like 10?
Yeah.
10 to 12. 10 and up, basically, on those. And they're all really kind of like low-key. They're not like, they're just more, got violence maybe, a little bit like that. Bad words, but nothing really bad.
Hooky is a little more mature because it's like some burning, like death, few tragic backstories.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. Because it's some witch burning a little bit. And
so
like,
Hooky is a book.
Revenge plots. There's evil witches, good witches, and then there's humans who are evil. And personally, I'm on the good witches side. And then Danny turns evil.
Okay, don't spoil it. What if somebody wants to read this thing?
Oh, you don't. You're too caught up in your whole interwebbing thing.
Look.
With the doodads and the doodwikis. With all those computers and micro widgets and such.
You're not great at voices. I'm just going to
I'm going to go with that one account.
Oh, my God.
I live in the great rural area of Chicago.
Anyway. So we got the Hooky books, which I guess are about witches, little witches or something, and they miss the bus to go to magic school, and they can't go home and tell their parents they missed the bus, and I guess the bus only comes once.
Yep.
And so it's why it's called
Hooky. It's like Harry Potter, kind of, a little bit.
Except that they don't go to school, they just have to find private tutors or something to, like, teach them.
So first they go to their aunt, then
okay.
They have to...
Don't spoil it. Spoiler warning. What if somebody out there, what if one of the 8 people who listened to our last episode is like a small kid and he's like, oh, I want these sound good. She said they were good. I want to get them, daddy. And he's a little German boy for some reason. And he's like, oh, I want to get them, daddy. Can I also get a little pretzel with the mustard?
You're being real.
I don't know anything about people.
That sounded.
Oh yes, it's a Dutch. A little Dutch boy.
You sound like
the
most American, unsensitive, just.
Nine. I don't know any other words. Any hoozle housel. I started to read it just to kind of like see what it was all about because Julie really liked it. I think Julie would give it a 10. I could not get past the first half chapter because I was just like...
Some kids missed a bus, oh no.
Well, it feels very forced in the beginning.
Yeah, it really is forced in the beginning.
And then that's all I got. I was like, oh my God, they're trying to give so much exposition at the beginning and so much like...
At the very beginning, it's really hard to get into where it's like they're forcing it because it goes... Like, so fast throughout the first part.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we missed the bus. Now we have to go here.
We missed the bus. We're all witches. We got to find a tutor. And it's like, hey,
so
buddy.
So they immediately go to
tutor, they just immediately.
But then, like, there's a whole new conflict.
They immediately go to their aunt's house, and there's like,
And then immediately, like, they do something, so then they have to leave.
It's like the first 5 pages, and it's like, that a lot happened in, like, and it's a cartoon, so it's like panels, it's like a comic book.
It was really confusing and, like, skipping, and I was like, what's going on at first, but then when it kind of got to the main part of the story, then I was like, oh, this is actually really good now.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I had heard...
The first book, like, the first, like, fourth-ish of the book is kind of like, what is happening?
But like, I I like to read a lot of the same stuff Julia does, just so I can like see what she's reading and kind of be up on it, and make sure it's not inappropriate or anything. But like other webtoons,
it's kind of like an Inuyasha kind of thing, where it's Inuyasha's like a little bit of a rom-com kind of thing.
But like Space Boy is another webtoon thing, and it's awesome from the very beginning. It's really good. And, like, it's kind of one of those pick it up and you just start flipping through all the issues.
And now it slows down because now they have to make more.
Yeah, so we've all caught up. I haven't caught up on it. You have?
I actually haven't. I've been not...
I've been reading a lot of Korean...
Yeah, I've been reading the ones you recommend, like Strongest Florist.
Yeah, but those are webtoons. I was talking about I've been reading, like, Korean manga, which is a lot more violent.
I like the Strongest Florist one. That's pretty
Strongest Florist is pretty funny.
It's kind of like Beaufree, where it's really good, like, but then they get so powerful, it's like, what now can you do?
What was the anime I started watching with Matt? Oh, Prince of Tennis. You haven't seen Prince of Tennis, but, so I guess...
Sounds like tennis.
Yeah, it's not really fun to talk about.
It's about badminton. It's about badminton.
It's about...
it's about a queen of badminton. I own the badminton kingdom. Oh, unhealthy badminton things. Oh.
You're trying really way too hard to be annoying.
I know. I love it. That's why I love this podcast. I can
because you just are such a try hard on being annoying.
I know,
you don't have to force it. You just are annoying naturally. Just be yourself.
Thank you, Papa.
Anyway, yeah, we're back in the closet. This closet isn't as good.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to one of the episodes, and it was, like, a lot more echoey and stuff.
Echo!
Not like that.
Echo!
You're 12, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you act the same way you did doing these when you were 9.
I know. It's a tradition. Every time I do insert laser stabbed and stuff like that, because it's really funny for me, and I don't feel self-conscious because, like, 10 people watch this.
And those 10 my God, they listen.
Give me so... And those 10 people can just watch everything.
Dad, why don't we do these more often? Oh, I don't know. I'm busy. What else? Today, in the last, like, week and a half, I've broken 2 bikes. Because apparently I'm just a bike breaker. The first one, though, was my fault. Completely my fault. My wife, she has a bike that I bought her years ago. And so we were down at this parking lot, and I was kind of like riding around on her bike. And it's like one of those beach cruiser things. So it's like a weird, weird bike with like the handlebars and all that. And I was like, oh, when I was a kid, I could like stand on the seat of my bike while I was riding it and stuff. And I am not a kid anymore. I am 30 years older than a 12-year-old, so you do the math. And I tried to stand on the seat of this bike, and the bike fell, of course. Why wouldn't it? And I fell
somehow
with it.
You didn't break anything.
Yeah, I didn't. But I did. I was holding onto the handlebar so tight that when the bike was going down with my body weight, I was trying to keep it upright, and I bent the stem for the handlebars, the metal tube, like 90 degrees. So I broke that. I've got to get a new bike stem for Mom's bike.
Wait, are you going to say the second one wasn't all your fault?
It was not all my fault. So the second, I just think cruiser bikes, like beach cruiser bikes, like with the big whatever, those aren't for me. Those are not my bike. Those are not for this guy. Julia is over here trying to ride her bike up a hill, and she's like, I'm just gonna walk it because I can't ride a bike up a hill.
It's too hard.
You have a 7-speed bike. Anyway, it's like a cruiser. Anyway, so I'm like, oh, I can show you how. What you gotta do is you gotta downshift as you go up, so that way it's easier to pedal. You can get up the hill. And so I start riding it, and it's like higher gear, so I start shifting it down, and their bike's making this clacking noise. And I have to like stand up and like stand up pedal. You know, like One Punch Man, Moomin Rider, like stand up bike riding, man. You're in it. Like, you know what I mean? It's power time. So I'm powering through this, trying to shift the gears. I get to the top of the hill, and
I hear a ka-thump.
And it goes like crack. And I get off the bike immediately. And like the tension thing on like the gear shift at the back, I don't know what it's called, just snapped in half. There's no way that's on me, dude.
Imagine me doing a slow head shake, everybody.
Yeah, nobody can see you. So everybody's slow thinking you're nodding and just saying like, shake. Oh, dad, he's a good guy.
Slow head.
So today I had to get a new bike for Julia. And so yeah, and then that other bike is only like 2 days old, all right? And I'm telling you, the tensioner thing was busted. There's no way switching some gears. It's a brand new bike. So I couldn't find the part. So I don't know. People might think this is like stealing. I have no idea. So
maybe
don't
talk about it.
Well, whatever. I just got another bike and I'm just going to return the old bike. And that's it. It's a brand new bike. I bought it. I just don't have the receipt for the first bike, but I have a receipt for the second bike, so I'll just return the first bike. And it's fine. It's like within 30 days. It's not a whatever. Anyway, everything else works. Everything else is fine. It's just that. Stop. But yeah. So today I had to drive all the way out to Palm Springs.
Ow! I'm touching shoes with my foot. It's where feet are supposed to go.
You always do this whenever we do one of these. You'll put your foot on a wall or you'll put it like whatever. You'll start messing with stuff. And you're also, nobody can, like, you're not even facing the microphone. It's not even a mic. It's just my phone. That's why the audio quality is terrible.
You need a real
microphone.
I'll get that for you for Father's Day.
You do that so we can record these twice a year. So anyway, today it was wild because I had to drive to Palm Springs, which is pretty cool. It's like an hour and a half away though. So I had to, because they only had one in stock anywhere near us. So I had to drive all the way out there and I had to drive through snow, which I haven't done in like almost 2 years.
Were you excited?
Kind of excited. Yeah. Because I was like, ooh,
I wish I'd gone.
I get to show my skills a little bit. Like, cause it's all these like mountain windy roads, like super windy, like icy signs everywhere, like be careful, icy roads. And I'm like, maybe for California natives, for a guy like me, I can do an icy road. But I will tell you, there was one really sharp corner that scared me because I was like going around it and like started like,
did you think you were gonna die?
No, I know how to handle myself, but it like you could feel like the friction.
Okay, now I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah,
I would have been scared.
Well, I probably would have been slower if you were in the car.
Was it narrow?
Yeah, it was like a 2-lane road on the mountain. It was pretty cool.
Was there barriers?
Yeah, okay. But Palm Springs is crazy because it's like we've gone to Palm Springs as a family like twice, I think. For once for the tram and then another time for like a hike, I think.
Oh yeah, the hike.
Maybe.
I feel like I remember driving through.
Joshua Tree's near Palm Springs. So we've been to Joshua Tree.
Palm Springs.
We might have driven through it, but we only stopped there like once. But anyway, Palm Springs is cool because you're at the desert. Like it's a desert. You're in the desert. And then you take this tram and you're in the mountains and it's covered in snow.
It's like desert snow. Desert
it's
snow.
It's really
desert
crazy.
Snow.
And then
desert
you'll spend the whole day in the snow playing with snow and like doing snowballs, making snowmen and riding sleds. And then you get on the tram, you go back down, you're in the desert. It's like 100 degrees. And you're like, "What is happening?" It's pretty crazy. But today I spent like 5 hours in the car because after that I had to go to San Marcos for our dog. Now, that's an update for anybody.
Yeah.
Sad news, I guess.
Our dog is sick.
Dog is very sick.
We
don't have to go into it too bad, but she is very ill.
Got bear stuff, you know, not very good. Kind of stressed.
What's it called? Pima? Pre-immuno something?
Like
mediated anemia? Something.
Like her blood marrow isn't doing its job.
Her bone marrow, blood marrow is not a thing.
Our
bone marrow isn't making enough red blood cells for what's getting destroyed. So, any housel.
What did you say? Any weasel.
I don't know.
Say that. Say any weasel.
So that's your bike you got for Christmas and the book you got for Christmas. You also got a really boring game that I don't understand why anybody likes.
It's unpacking.
Unpacking. It's literally, okay, for people my age who might be listening or anybody who's played a game before, games have a purpose, they have a goal, they are...
Well, I like games that are just, like, be creative.
It's not even being creative.
You can put things wherever you want in a certain room.
In a certain room. So, like, this unpacking game is literally, like, you moved into a new apartment, here are all your boxes of crap, put it away. That's it. There's no time limit. There's no, like, these things have to go in a certain place. There's no points. It's that's it. You just move on. Hey, when you're done, move on to the next house. It's insanity. Why are you glaring at me?
I'm not glaring. I'm laughing. Silently. Yeah. But also staring fiercely in your direction.
Oh, I'm not. I'm laughing silently while glaring at you.
No, staring angrily in your direction.
What is with the unpacking game that you enjoy?
I don't know. It's easy. It's peaceful. It's not where I have to beat up people and be like, hi-oh! Punchy, kicky, punchy, kicky, fireball, fireball, yeah!
So it's just a chill.
Yeah.
Way to relax.
It's like, I get to explore a new house. I get to start fresh without any chaos or any panic or any misery or any stress or any annoying friendships that I'm struggling with. So yeah.
Let's unpack all that unpacking.
No.
We went to In-N-Out tonight. For those of you who are in the United States but never been to California or something, In-N-Out is a place that makes
amazing burgers.
Great burgers.
Horrible fries.
Their fries are garbage. Trash straight through and through. But it is like a thing out here where everybody, it's like a religion in California, the In-N-Out thing. You have to have your own special order. And
mine's special order is a cheeseburger.
Your special order is just a cheeseburger because you're
with
a wiener.
Lettuce and tomato.
But mine's a double animal style with whole grilled onions and chopped chilies. That's how you roll. Anyway.
I like cheeseburgers.
I like cheese. I like turtles. I like turtles. And I like Dr. Pepper. Sometimes I drink me like 4 or 5 Dr. Peppers. And then I had to pay.
Oh, if you're a company out there and you want to get out, you know, start your business or anything, come on down to McHugh Hills Park.
Oh my God.
March 9th.
You just jumped straight into a promo for something nobody knows what you're talking about.
Fun run.
Julia is part of, is joining the National Junior Honor Society.
Oh yeah, you're my marketing manager, you cover it.
Okay,
got it.
National Junior Honor Society, and for that you have to do a community service charity thing. So she's putting on a fun run for Race for the Cure or something.
Cure starts now.
Whatever. And so yeah, she's doing a fun run, and she's so
March
far.
March 9th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on down, bring your friends, get someone to sponsor you. Okay, anyone, like. $1 a lap, $5 a lap. Hey, it's raising money, so you gotta do it. March 9th, 11 to 2. It is March 9th, 2024, Tim McHugh Hills Park in Temecula, California. Please come. If you don't, I will hunt you down.
So the 8 people who listen to this, one of them, I guess, was in Germany. So
they're all gonna come.
They're all gonna just jump on a plane, pop over here. It'll be great.
Is it safe for like 3 hours?
3 whole hours, then get back on your plane. Nobody wants you here.
Wow, Dad, that had some aggression.
Of course.
Wow.
When it comes to my ancestors, the Germans, and yours, weirdly enough.
What's more German than Nav?
I don't know. I can't remember. We'd all did the 23andMe thing, so. I know you had stuff from your mom that Mav didn't have or something. Maverick's more Nigerian. That's from me. But I think you were more Asian from your mom. Not even Asian. It's like, what is it? Indian. Right?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Southeast Asia, whatever. I don't remember. But I guess that was just because they, you know, British people colonized that. And
they're horrible!
Yay! Colonization!
Yay, horrible past!
Yay, colonialism! Anyway, that's funny. I started watching Ted Lasso, which is not appropriate for children, so Julia hasn't seen it, but I really enjoy it.
That's pretty much our whole life story. We're pretty boring.
Yep. We did our New Year's Eve traditions of going out and banging pots and pans.
Clank, 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 clank.
No, we haven't done in a long time is hot tub or pool.
Oh, yeah. We should do the hot tub.
I need to add chlorine and acid. I was going to do it the other day because I have some chlorine tablets I could add or like whatever because I was too lazy to go to the store.
We should try those miracle tablets at some point.
We need to order some.
How much are they?
I don't know. I'd have to look on Amazon. And I'm using my phone to record. Jeez.
I really want to try twisting my taste buds. And then I'll give it to someone and be like, hey,
we'll do a whole episode. We have so many cool episode ideas we just never get around to. Like, we want to do one where we buy grapes, like real grapes, and then a bunch of grape-flavored things and just compare. We want to do one of those with... you know, mangoes. We want to do some other stuff.
And then the Pepsi Coke challenge because they taste the same.
They do not. So
they
I want to get a bunch of Cokes like RC, Shasta.
Pepsi tastes a little sweeter.
Pepsi, Coke, right? Everything. And I'm going to like blind taste test, see if these kids can. Yeah, and it'll be one of those ones that has Julia and Maverick and me and mom and everybody. And we'll just. We'll see how many we can get right, because I guarantee you, I can taste the difference in almost all of them. These kids are probably going to get them all wrong.
Yeah, because there's no difference.
There is a huge difference. If you're going to sit there honestly and tell me that Pepsi, Coke, Shasta, like Shasta RC Cola, whatever, all taste the same.
I don't know what RC Cola is.
Double Cola. I love Double Cola. Hey, Double Cola, if you're listening, you've been active lately on the social media, give me a call. I grew up with glass bottles of Double Cola. My grandpa bought them.
I don't know what Double Cola is.
And Double Cola is my jam. I love Double Cola. It's just nostalgic.
Nostalgic
then,
probably tastes different. Like old people.
And then,
peppermints.
RC Cola was another thing
that
was big.
That's what I associate old people with. Peppermints.
Big where I was. I like that. They also had ski.
Ski? I'm skiing to the mountain. A mountain of gold, baby. Ow! Was that the commercial?
Sure was. Anyway. You nailed it. First try. 100%. So yeah, one of the things one of the things Julia got for Christmas from her aunt, Shauna. Shout out
Hello,
to Shauna.
Hello, Kitty and Friends Mystery Snack Box.
And I think she bought it for this reason, maybe. It's a snack box from Japan. It's from Japan! Hello Kitty and Friends Mystery Snack Box. And it's just a box of snacks from Japan. You keep kicking the thing that I have the thing on.
I'm good.
Can you not? Yeah. Can you just sit here and not use your feet to play with things? Is that too much to ask?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You sit there and you did it with the shoes. When we used to be in your closet in Indiana, you would put it on the wall. Like, you would just make noise. You're always, like, sitting 14 feet away from the mic.
Hey, guys, is better?
Yeah, way better.
I should get right up close. Yeah, so, how's everyone's life story
Good
lately?
Job.
Huh?
Good job. People can hear you.
Huh?
It's not like
How's everyone's life story? Tell me about yourself.
You see how I'm sitting directly across from it?
Wow,
like
you really aren't talkers, huh?
No, it's a one-way medium. Sit down.
I win.
So anyway, Shauna got us these, so that
Can
was
we
very
get
cool.
To
well, Shauna and Nick. Let's say Shauna and Nick, because I forgot that Nick is there.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I love Nick. Nick's a good guy.
Bloody Mary, that's a
Because he's already married. Otherwise, I would. That beard of his. It's delicious. Nick, if you hear this, that was weird and I apologize. Promise I will never say that to your face. I will never tell you your beard is delicious. I mean, no promises. You know me. You've known me for a long time. And your beard is delicious. I'm telling you, he looks like David Cross.
I hope he hears this.
Oh, he will. I know, because Mom's going to send this to Shauna, and Shauna's got to give it to Nick.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
My dad thinks
so. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of Nick's beard. I'm not even going to joke about it. I cannot grow facial hair to save my life. And all, meanwhile, Nick's over there with like this gorgeous freaking beard.
Gorgeous beard. What a lot.
I'm telling you, as a dude, his beard is on point, and I cannot do that.
You'd look weird with a long beard.
I would look weird with a long beard. But Nick didn't have a beard for a while, and I remember him not having a beard, and now he's got the beard, and I can't imagine him without it. It's kind of like David Letterman.
I don't know who that is.
You wouldn't.
Who is that?
For years, David Letterman never had a beard.
An actor.
And now that he's retired and he's old, he's just like bearded up all the time. Looks like Santa Claus.
Santa Claus,
I can't imagine him without it. He looks better with it.
Santa Claus coming to town.
Anyhoozle, housel. Nick's great with the jokes. I like Nick's jokes. He's got some good jokes. He's always got all the dad jokes. Really puts me to shame. I'm good in the moment. You know what I mean?
You're witty.
I'm a reactor.
I am not. I am a delayed reactor.
Man, they got all kinds of stuff in here, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of it says either, because it's all in Japan. All in Japan. All in Japanese.
Japanese. Wow.
So anyway, yeah, she got you this, or they got you this box of snacks.
Okay, can I pick which one we do first?
Yeah, so it's literally like 15, 20 things
I
want to
do.
Well, there were some other things that Julie already ate, like Pocky Sticks and stuff.
I want to do this thingy.
You want to do the most boring thing in here?
Yeah. The little weird heart thingy. It looks like there's sugar on the side.
Furuta cookie? It doesn't say anything besides Furuta, and then everything else is in Japanese. I'll post some pictures of the packaging. Here, I'll not open up one of these so we can post it. Maybe my buddy Masa in Japan can tell
me heart in half.
What some of these things mean. You can have the big half. Yeah, it looks like a shortbread cookie almost or something with like sugar on the side.
3, 2, 1. It is a plain cookie.
It tastes like a shortbread cookie. Let's be good. Inside.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. A little dry.
Yeah.
But it's a shortbread.
A little plain.
It's just a shortbread cookie. Huh. That must be what this says in Japanese. Shortbread cookie.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah, this box is nice. It's a nice box.
I give it maybe a 3.5 to 4.
On the cookie?
Yeah.
Give it that high?
Maybe.
I will say it's very buttery. It tastes very buttery, which I like.
I also just like it's a heart. It's cute.
It is a heart. It's heart-shaped.
So I'll give it a 4.
I'll give it a 3. Because I think it was a little dry, but it was very buttery and delicious.
I just like the little heart thing. It's very cute.
We'll take a picture. The rest of this stuff, I really should have taken pictures of these things beforehand. Here's what I'm going to do.
What?
Right now, I'm going to pause the recording. I'm going to take a picture.
Oh, goodbye. It's a time loop.
It's not a goodbye.
Time's being...
All right. Anyway, I took a picture.
Oh, yeah. Time's on pause. No.
I cut Julie off. You probably heard that. So, yeah, I took a picture of everything. Not everything. Like I said, Julie took some stuff out, but... Yeah, a lot of it's Hello Kitty themed, but a lot of it isn't. So
Hello Kitty.
This here is, the first thing, the shortbread cookie was good. This
milk
is the Hello Kitty Milk Soft Candy. This is in English because it's Hello Kitty.
Let me open it.
Go ahead and open it. There's also some bottles of Ramune's soda or Ramune soda, which I love, but we've already had those, so it's kind of going. How does it smell?
Weird.
Opening these vacuum sealed packages or whatever, it's always so interesting to smell. Oh. You know what that smells like?
What?
Oh, let me smell of it.
It does smell familiar sometimes.
Oh, let me smell of it.
What's the smell? It kind of has a
Lucky Charms. Smell inside that bag. That is a straight Lucky Charms.
Oh, yeah.
That is Lucky Charms marshmallows. That's what that is. That's
what this smells like. The after smell kind of smells like fish butt.
It's weird that you know that smell just off the top of your head. I'm not going to lie. Like, how many times you reach it in, grabbing a fish out of the water,
and sniffing its butt.
Yeah, you hold fish, and you sniff their butts, apparently.
I don't sniff the butt.
Well, then how do you know what fish butt smells like?
Because the whole thing is butt. It's a butt and a head connected. Boy.
So are you.
Yeah, we can kind of tell where the butt starts and where the butt
I can't.
Ends.
On you, anyway. All right. One, two, three. Chewier than I thought it would be. Made of sugar, corn syrup, water, gelatin, skim milk, powder, vanilla flavor, butter flavor, edible oil, salt, lecithin, and protein
it's
powder.
It's like a Lucky Charm marshmallow, but way chewier.
It's got protein powder in it?
I'd give it
Oh my gosh, this thing is not that sweet, but like... Oh, for the entire pack, it has 1 gram of protein. That's not much.
I'd give it maybe...
And 36 grams of sugars.
I'd give it maybe a 3. I mean, I'll eat it, but the texture is really gross.
There's a warning on the back. Consuming this product can expose you to chemicals, including lead, which are known in the state of California to cause cancer.
Okay, we're throwing that out.
No, we're not. They have to put it on everything from... They put it on our Christmas tree.
Did they put it on every food, or...?
No, they put it on a lot of foods. Let's see. These are like Pocky sticks.
Now I feel weird.
Oh no, it's fine.
No, I'm stressed.
This one has it on there too.
I'd give it a 3. Actually, 2.5.
You mean that milk candy?
2.5.
I like the chewiness of it, I'm not gonna lie.
The texture.
The texture was a little off.
The texture, it kind of tasted like, it's hard to say, like stringy butter almost.
Ooh, this is different. Stringy butter.
But. Solider, it was weird. I didn't like it.
The milk candy was odd. I do feel like in other countries, a lot of things are milk flavored. We found that out during this podcast.
I don't like the texture.
You know, we've had those like milk wafers, milk candy.
Yeah.
We've had so many milk flavored things. And it's always like, why do other countries just be like, you know what's a delicious candy for children?
Milk. Everyone loves milk.
Oh, you know what the children love around here? It's just a glass of cream.
I hate milk.
It's so bad. This is like a Pocky stick thing, but it's like different. It's kind of like one of those Nutella. Stuff. You know, like those Nutella things? Except this is biscuits with strawberry cream. Hello Kitty branded.
Yeah, this is strawberry. The one I ate earlier was chocolate.
And
I wasn't
all
the
it
biggest
says.
Fan.
So you dip it in. I'm going to dip it in and get some strawberry cream on the end of my biscuit. Okay, uno, dos, tres. It tastes exactly how I thought it would taste. Like fake strawberries mixed with herbal essence of shampoo.
Why are you so mean to my shampoo?
Because it stinks. Okay, well, I'll give the milk candy. I never did. I'd give it like a 2, and I will give this a 1.
You also didn't rate the shortbread cookie.
Yeah, I did. I gave it a 4 or 3. Oh. 3.5. You know, I'll rate the shortbread 3.5. I liked it a lot. These are fine. They're just
I'll
like,
give it a 4.
They're just like little, you know, little biscuits you dip in a strawberry cream.
Yeah. 4.
It's got that processed, chemical-y strawberry flavor that I'm not a huge fan of.
Can we try a drink?
Oh, we've already had these. We've tried these before.
So?
I didn't bring any. And they're not even cold.
So?
You know, when you rub against the luggage.
Oh, sorry.
Luggage,
sorry. Static! You're breaking up. Yeah.
All right, let's do this. It looks like taffy. You can't have it then.
Ah, yes, I can.
Little Miss, I have braces like a nerd.
Like a fruit roll, maybe? It has soda on it on the package.
Like, literally, I cannot read a word on this Is there any English?
Oh, do you have Google Lens? You can use Google Lens translate.
Okay, I'm using my phone for recording.
Oh, right. You're a lame out.
This one here is a product of Thailand.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, okay. It says candy. Yaokin Long Chu Cider.
What?
I don't know. That's so the only thing in English. It just says long chi. Okay, we're just gonna open this up and take a little piece of it.
And it's gotta taste like tacos. Wrapped,
that would be wild.
Wrapped in a leather hat.
There's one in here that's supposed to be pizza flavored.
Ooh, I'm excited for that. Let's do that one next.
If we ever get there. Yeah, we'll get rid of the, we'll stop with the candy. Yeah, this looks like one of those big long Laffy Taffy cubes. You can't eat it. You have braces. Well, that's delicious.
Mmm, no.
I'm keeping that.
What?
You can't have it.
Well, suck on it. Give it back.
Oh, we can't have that.
Yeah. I'm sucking on it. Give it back.
Okay.
Give it back.
Fine, I'll put it back. I'm stealing it, though. Let's put it right there. Okay. Yeah, I'd give that a 5 out of 5, man. I like that a lot.
That was good.
I love a Laffy Taffy. I bet people love all the mouth noises. It's great. You know, mukbang. Yum. Mm. That's a good taffy. And I thought it'd be like blue raspberry flavor. What flavor is that?
Soda. Kind of tastes like a high chew or something.
It does. Oh, yeah. There are little bottles on it, like little soda bottles all over the package. That's what those are.
I told you that.
So it's kind of like a Sprite flavor.
Tastes like
a lemon lime soda flavor. That's really good. I like that a lot. What are those pachow candies? It's like my favorite thing we found. My favorite thing we've ever discovered on this podcast. So those like pachow.
My least favorite is shrimp chips.
Oh, those are disgusting. Or second, seaweed.
Second least favorite is seaweed.
Yeah. What is this that I had just opened? It says, there's like an English sticker on it, and it says, Yaokin Sana Banana Banana Man.
I want to keep this package.
It says Banana Banana Man.
And it has a little banana banana man on it.
And it's like like a banana marshmallow filled with cream. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Here you go. Oh, and in the middle of the cream there's another like a jelly. Banana Banana Man.
I'm not a fan of Banana Banana Man.
Marshmallow. Yaokin Sana Banana Banana Man.
I don't really like artificial banana flavors.
No, neither do I. Nobody does.
They're not very good.
Somebody told me that, like, banana flavor is what bananas used to taste like before all the bananas died. And they had to come up with a new banana. Because it's like a banana disease. No.
That's weird.
Yeah, that tasted like air to me. I don't. It tasted like one of those Runtz candies that just got blown up.
I'll give it a 1.5.
I'd give it a straight one. The Banana Man was pretty...
I gave it an...
Banana Banana Man!
The reason I gave it the extra half a point...
Banana Man!
The reason I gave it the extra half a point is because of the mascot and the name. Banana Banana Man!
Banana Banana Man is pretty good. I'm in the mood for something spicy.
Yeah.
So, why don't we go with...
Super Spicy Tasted Corn Snack Puff!
It literally says, Super Spicy Tasted Corn Snack Hot Puff.
And then it has a lady breathing fire on it.
She is breathing fire. It's probably my favorite picture on this entire thing. She looks hot.
Oh, yeah, it says hot.
It says
it.
Hot in her breath.
We got a
speed
this
up. This
might be a part two episode.
It might. We got enough stuff.
Yeah, let's do part two.
We could do a part two. All right, this is the English sticker on the back, which I'm lucky is here because nothing is in English except for...
Okay, you're slow. I'll read it.
Anyway, it says, Matsuyama Puffle Genjeku Makara Aji.
Dad, don't even try.
Product of Japan.
Don't even try, Dad.
It's supposed to be spicy. It's got little pictures of chilies all over it. I love a spice.
I'm scared.
I love it a spicy.
I'm not good with spicy.
Ooh. It doesn't smell bad. It smells pretty good. I'm gonna eat this whole bag. Uno, dos, tres. Oh, yeah.
Only a little spicy.
Mmm. It tastes like a mix between Bugles and Fritos and like cheese balls.
They're pretty good.
But they're a lot hotter. See, now I'm going to make you stop eating them for a second. Because if you stop eating it for a second, that's where the heat comes in.
That's why I'm still eating
them. I'd give that a 5.
Same. That was good.
I like that a lot.
Can I have a sip?
No, you may not.
Please.
I told
not
you all this.
Spice.
Oh, it's just a 3 out of 5. It says it's a 3 out of 5, so I actually have to change a ranking. You're gonna go outside and get a drink of water. Now you hit the microphone. Just slam right into it. I'll get the next thing going.
Okay, cool.
So Puffle, I'll give that 8 out. It was nice and spicy. Running out of time here.
I told you, we'll just do part 2.
No, we can get through everything.
I doubt it.
This has a picture. Maybe that's not. No, it does. It is. It says pizza. But this is the ugliest pizza I've ever seen in my life. Does that look like pizza to you? It looks like a floor full of cheese and olives.
It looks like multiple pizzas just smashed together on the floor.
This thing says Matsuyama Texas Corn Pizza.
Texas
Sorry.
Corn pizza.
Texas corn pizza. It's what people in other countries think Americans want. Texas corn pizza. Yeah, it smells odd.
Let me smell.
It smells like mozzarella. I mean, it smells like a pizza shop, kind of. It smells like an old Pizza Hut from the 1990s. 1, 2, 3. I like these.
Same. That's why you're stealing all. Corn pizza, pretty good.
They're like a cheese ball, but like really lightly pizza flavored. They're delightful.
You can't think of my snackies.
Yeah. I mean, it was your Christmas gift. Maybe I shouldn't steal your
spoon. Yeah, maybe.
I'll have to find a bigger bag of these somewhere. Corn Cracker Matsuyama Texas Corn Pizza.
Yeah, they're
if
really
you
good.
Want to sponsor us, we're looking for sponsors. Matsuyama Texas Corn Pizza. I'll eat one of these bags every episode, and I'll tell all 8 of our listeners that it tastes delicious. And I won't even be lying. I'll give this a 5 out of 5 right now.
That was good, Dad!
Anyway.
We're also slow. We're slow.
These look like rice Chex.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
Yeah.
They really look like Chex.
But it's a barbecue snack. But Japanese barbecue is different from American barbecue. Japanese barbecue is like way different from American barbecue, I think. Haruya barbecue snack wheat crackers.
I'm choking on water.
Everything else is in Japanese. They're from the company something in Japanese.
Japanese company, really?
Mm-hmm. That's something in Japanese company is doing.
Smells exotic, like ranch dressing. Oh yeah, we've been watching Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, it's not really appropriate for kids, but...
The later on seasons.
I'm also not appropriate for kids. I'm just kidding, this is a family-friendly podcast. We don't say anything bad or... I just had to rip this bag. So I'm also going to rate the bags. Every other bag is opened. Gorgeous. Gorge.
Gorgeous.
I've worked for food companies doing packaging and stuff in the past, and every time you open a bag, if it rips down the side, not a good bag, okay? So I'm going to say
like
that these
undersalted Lay's
Haruya barbecue snack, they don't look like they have any flavor on them at all. They're the most pale.
3, 2, 1. I mean, I don't hate them.
No, they're just really light.
Yeah, they're just, like, kind of flavorless.
It's like if you took a rice check and you, like, puffed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, freeze-dried it or
I
something.
I see that. A puffy rice check thing.
Like, it's got some flavor.
Like, puffy checks thing.
But not much.
Yeah.
It almost tastes like a rice cake.
It can kind of taste barbecue, but it's like really, really light.
It kind of tastes like a Japanese barbecue sauce, but it's like barely.
Barely.
I don't mind it at all. I mean, I would eat an entire bag of that, but I would eat it not knowing, like, not feeling like I'm eating anything. Yeah. It's like mostly air. The package is so light. I mean, I'll give it like a 3.5.
Yeah, I'd probably give it the same thing.
You know, the podcast isn't as fun if we agree on everything.
I give it a 1.
Good. You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay, let's go back to candy. This.
I want to read it. I want to read it.
Okay, hey, go for it.
Okay, on the back it says, I'm not going to even try. It has sugar, jelly, gelatin, so it's a jelly thing. And on the front, it has a little hand smiling, and it's really cute, and it looks like a tiny rolled-up little turd thing.
No, you know what this looks like? You know what this is?
What?
You know those little hands you guys buy?
The slappy hands.
The slappy hand things.
It's that like, in a gummy?
It's that, but it's a gummy.
I want it!
And it's cola-flavored.
I'm excited now.
I am, too. I love cola-flavored candies. It's like...
Cola... It does good
for itself. It does. It's really representing itself. Yeah, see?
It's so cute!
That is pretty cool.
That's adorable!
Yeah, if we hadn't already taken our one picture. Here, I'll eat this little star part. And you can rip off the hand or something.
Yes!
So this smells exactly like what you would expect a cola gummy to smell like.
Wait, I need to get the thingy off.
It smells delicious and delightful. And it looks really cool. It's got that amber color.
Hi-ya!
You have to eat that. So you really want it to smack my face?
I'm gonna smack my face.
Your prepubescent face? Uno, dos, tres. Tastes like a cola candy.
I like it.
I do too. That's the thing I've noticed about Japanese snacks is a lot of times the flavors are way more subtle and more muted.
Yeah.
Than American candies or American snacks. Like, a bag of Doritos, I feel like, would blow away a Japanese, like, palate. Because, like, they're just covered in dust. And your fingers are covered in it. But, like, their barbecue snacks are, like... Even their puffs down here, these spicy ones...
This is pretty good.
They're kind of pale-looking, and they don't have, like, a ton of dust
on them. It's enough spice for me.
No, it's pretty good, though. All right, we got a couple things left in here.
That was really good. I liked it a lot.
Literally just two things left.
Mm. Which that I think... Cola, I give a 5.
Whoa.
That cola thing, 5. Like, the presentation...
Yeah, I'd give it a 4. Presentation was cool, though. Mm-hmm. I just ate one of these Puffle hot spicy things.
Was that one really hot?
And I grabbed one that looked like it was the had the most flavor on it.
A lot of flavor?
Oh, my gosh. Didn't expect it. Now that I've all right, we only have 8 minutes left.
Hurry, hurry, hurry!
Woo! Hello Kitty barbecue chips.
I already drank all that water.
Loser.
You're a loser. Wah!
These look like potato sticks. They're wheat.
BBQ chips.
Wheat flour barbecue chips.
Yummy, yummy. But pretty good. They're really crunchy, but
very
not
crunchy.
Too bad.
Like half pretzels, half potato stick thing.
Yeah, half pretzels. Overall, pretty good. I just don't like how crunchy it is, you know?
I don't mind the crunchy. I'm not a huge fan of the flavor.
I kind of like the flavor.
It's too sweet.
I like sweet.
I know.
Kind of sweet, but also savory.
Too sweet for barbecue, for my personal.
I don't like barbecue, so.
There you go. That's my daughter. Anyway, ex-daughter.
What?
Don't like barbecue. I made a brisket last year. Last year was a big year.
We did a lot.
I made a video for last year.
Go on TikTok. His Instagram account is great. You should see his Oreo one. Where he's
go
like,
on TikTok.
Oreo has too many Oreos.
Go on TikTok. His Instagram is great. You're amazing. Last candy we got here. Anyway, I'd give those probably a 2. not a fan of the flavor. It's a very sweet barbecue.
I'll give it a 4.
Maybe it's a Japanese barbecue. I don't know. And last but not least, we have Hello Kitty strawberry chewy candies.
Chewy candies!
Which you're not allowed to have because of your braces.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Ooh, it smells good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Again, subtle. Take a strawberry Starburst.
But again, I feel like
the texture of these is weird.
The texture of these is so off-putting. It's just...
You know who else should be off-putting? Me, because I'm fat. It's got red 40 in it. I don't know.
Illegal and...
I'd give those... They smell great. Texture-wise, you're right. I'd probably give them a 2. Yeah. Just like the other milk candies.
Yeah. The texture is just so weird.
Overall, thoughts on the box?
My thoughts on the box, I'd give it overall like a 4. It's pretty good. I like the presentation for a lot of these things.
I think the box idea is also very cool. I thought about doing it before for our podcast. Doing one of these boxes. I really enjoyed it. I think we could definitely grab another one of these, like different things, maybe from, you know, Japan, Germany, Australia. Whatever, right? You can do boxes from different countries.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so we could like do all of that, maybe try some of these out. Oh, we could do a France one, yeah. So maybe we'll like check this out. You know, really big
Italy.
Shout out to Shauna and Nick for that.
Thank you.
Pretty cool gift.
Ah, my mouth.
Like the big hit of the box was the Puffle hot snacks.
They are pretty good.
I like those a lot.
Yeah.
They are burning.
Guarantee he's going to steal it.
They are a little spicy, though. I like them.
Can I please have a sip of Coke?
Mm-mm. I don't like you drinking after me.
Fine.
The Radimune sodas are not cold. All right. You've got to sing the outro song. We got to go.
Are you doing this on purpose? Seriously.
We're doing what on purpose?
I feel like you just want this to be a thing, but... You know, it's your job, the outro song.
I do sing the outro song. Okay. Hello, Kitty, how are you? You're such a cat's meow and purr. But now we're done, you little cat. And we're all through with this and that. And our podcast is done for another one. And here we go, we ain't got no snow. We're in California with no snow, and we got snacks and drinks and lots of jokes. And here we go, and now the song is done, and I hope you come back for another one. Yeah! What do you think?
Encore!
Definitely not doing an encore. off the dome, so there we go. That is another one done and dusted.
It's like a spice that never leaves your mouth.
I like it. It's kind of spicy. That's what a cheese ball should be. You know, I love a cheese ball. You know, I have stitches on my eye right here that are caused by Planters cheese balls. It's a true story. We were camping when I was a kid, and we pulled over at this little gas station, and I was telling my dad, you know, you kids are always like, Dad, give me a slushy, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I want cheese balls, Dad. And he was like, shut up. And he got out of the car. And I was like, cheese balls, cheese balls. And at the time, I think we had we had like a Blazer or a Bronco. I can't remember. We had some like big SUV thing. And I'm like leaning on the window, like leaning out of the car, like, Dad, cheese balls, like yelling across the gas station. And the door like opened.
And
I like lost my balance, and my face just went down and slammed into like, because the window wasn't all the way rolled down, it was still up a little bit. My face just smacked into that glass piece and cut my eye open. The glass didn't break, but it was like blunt, and it just like smacked my eye open. And so they had to, in the middle of this little country town, find like a doctor and stitch my eye up. Anyway, 20 seconds left. Any other last thoughts?
The end is nigh! The end is nigh!
The end is nigh. All right, thank you all very much for listening. I hope you enjoy it. If you ever get a chance to do one of these country snack boxes, I recommend it. This Hello Kitty one was kind of fun. So we'll do some more of those in the future, maybe. And again, thank you very much to Shauna and Nick. And happy 2024.
5, 7, 6, 5, 4. 5.